Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... Wow, is this crazy or what? It's already April the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour one of two. Our goal always is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property, and to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions at our fingertips. And as you also know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We sure hope your weekend was full of God, family, and country, as it ought to be. By the way, interesting enough, this is April the 19th. In the year of our Lord, 2021, they always claim that the Patriots want to go ballistic on April the 19th. Remember Oklahoma City bombing and I don't even remember what else, but they always talk about April 19th being a day of infamy for the radical extreme Patriots. And I just want to clearly point out, ladies and gentlemen, that you've got to take a step back from violence as the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter and everybody else are committing on a daily basis and getting away with it. Communists and socialists are foaming at the mouth and at the helm. You and I need to stand strong for the sacred cause of liberty, but we need to remain peaceful. All right, don't get all radical. Understand there are checks and balances in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we can peacefully solve our problems. We can turn to Christ. That's what we need to do. We can turn to God Almighty, and He can heal our land and save us. That's the biblical opportunity provided by God to His children. That's all of us. And it's important that we take heed. So I just want to encourage everyone to remain extremely peaceful, not only on this day, but every other day as well. And do not take the bait of those who want to incite violence, those who want to create insurrections. There are the few, those who are racist. There are some of those. You know, those people do exist, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just make it clear that we are not among them. All right. Welcome to the broadcast. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live. We are on the air 6 days a week. The seventh day, the Sabbath, we rest. And a hard-hitting talk at your fingertips via LibertyRoundtable.com and LovingLiberty.net. Our nationally syndicated radio network is LovingLiberty.net. They have live and on-demand radio online, LovingLiberty.net at your fingertips. They also have downloadable iPhone and Android apps. Check them out. They're free. Spread the word. Tell your neighbor. Would greatly appreciate it if you would. A quick recap of Saturday's show. Scientists have successfully created embryos that are made of both human and monkey cells in a search for transplant organs. That's National Public Radio. For the first time in history, U.S. and Chinese scientists, I guess, have both worked together. They've created embryos that are part human and part monkey. That is the eugenics movement live and well. I told you they're trying to dumb most of us down and make us monkey-like while they try to create an elite class that lives forever. And I mentioned to you this eugenics movement is alive and well, and people snickered and laughed and went, nah, whatever, Sam. The same literal day I made the claims, National Public Radio rolls out that they created human-monkey embryos. What do you think of that, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, we need to do it because of the organs, don't you know? Do you want a human-monkey organ as a replacement organ, ladies and gentlemen? What will they do with that? How much human-monkey will you become over time? They use vaccines to modify your RNA, experimental as all get out. They put different kind of monkey organs in your bodies. And where are we headed with this? All right, ladies and gentlemen, Twitter permanently bans well-known journalist James O'Keefe. Yeah, why? Well, because he dared to stand up. Yeah, Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe announced on Sean Hannity that he's indeed suing Twitter. Following the banning of his account, they're making claims that aren't true, James says. I know from experience it doesn't go too well when you sue some of these people. The government just throws it out. Courts are usually on the side of big tech and big media and everything else. But you know what? Our prayers are with James. He hasn't lost a case yet, but I find it paradoxical, to say the least, that, you know what, James O'Keefe goes undercover and gets the goods on all these journalists and media people and everything else, what kind of a scandal they're all involved in, and politicians and everybody else. And James wins his lawsuit so far. The people that go undercover to expose the baby body part industry via Planned Parenthood in bed with the Food and Drug Administration, so Planned Parenthood in bed with the FDA to buy and sell baby body parts, no problem for them to do it. And those who investigate it and expose the fraud and the criminal activity, they're the ones that get their heads handed to them in court. Very strange differences there. I wonder why and how. And I pray that honesty prevails in all of these cases, don't you? All right, I guess a star White House reporter grills White House spokesperson. What's her name? Jen Psaki. Is that how you say it? Jen Psaki. Anyway, asks why Biden insists that pro-life Americans pay for abortions. You know, why do pro-life Americans have to pay for abortions? Jen didn't like the question, obviously. But you know what? There's more and more people standing up for pro-life, and that's a good sign. Fauci admits that Biden and his administration are violating CDC COVID orders by packing illegals into small facilities. Yeah, so your promotion of the illegal aliens crossing the border is violating CDC COVID orders. So how do you deal with that? Maybe we ought to toss old Joe and the administration in the clinic, huh? Utah newspaper now runs cartoon comparing black Republican Representative Burgess Owens to a KKK member. I don't get how all that manipulation works, but there you have it. There's a Greater Idaho plan that would make Idaho the third biggest state in terms of territory. They want to annex parts of Oregon, California, and Washington. They want to expand Idaho's border all the way to the Pacific Ocean. I'm not really for bigger municipalities or bigger jurisdictional boundaries, ladies and gentlemen. The bigger we get, remember, the biggest cities are the problems in America. So bigger jurisdictions aren't necessarily helpful. Beware of that. That was our One of Liberty Roundtable Live, Hour 2. We had our guest on, Mr. Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. If you're looking for compromise, you've come to the wrong place, he says. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. AmericasSheriff.com was with me. And we talked about Sheriff David Clark Jr.'s former sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's president of America's Sheriff LLC. He's advisory board member for We Build the Wall, Inc. And he's also author of the book Cop Under Fire. Anyway, we had him on talking about herd immunity, not quarantine, saves lives. We also talked about Second Amendment targeting criminal behavior, not guns. We must look at what prompted the shootings in the first place. Unfortunately, cops have backed away from the risks of doing true policing because they're afraid they'll be the next scandal story. Boy, is the sheriff right on that one. Black Lives Matter rioters assaulted a CNN staffer and chased the news team out of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Wednesday evening. And the network didn't even mention it on air, even though they highlighted and covered the riots multiple times. They didn't mention that their own people got assaulted and kicked out and ran out. It just goes to show they don't know what to do, ladies and gentlemen, when their socialist narrative, their lies, that everything is all peaceful, they don't know what to do when that gets shaken up. So they didn't even, express concern for their own on TV. They didn't show the reality of what happened. Dishonest reporting. CNN proves their, I don't know what you call it, dishonest reporting once again. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. A sad tale to tell, that's for sure. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place Saturday. Still available online at lovingliberty.net, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. Spread the word, donate liberally, would you please? Without further ado, our guest, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you for having me back, Sam. I appreciate it. Good to be with you.
You betcha, sir. There's so much going on, so little time. Let's start with Ron Paul making a valuable point. We better act, well, and he's act always, quickly, huh?
Yes, he is so good at alerting us citizens to these nominations that are occurring at the national level. And you know where the Biden, where a new administration, it doesn't matter what party, whether it's Republican or Democrat, the president will want to appoint people to these agencies, to head these agencies, which, and these people are not always good people. They're not always, you know, men and women of high moral character, necessarily. They're, you know, some are, I guess a few are really good, but there's a lot that are bad. I guess leave a lot to be desired. And such is the case here when Ron Paul is suggesting that we oppose David Chipman for the head of the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms Agency, and Explosives, ATFE, I guess. He says any senator who supports the right to keep and bear arms must oppose David Chipman's nomination to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Chipman's history of aggressive advocacy of gun control suggests that if he is confirmed, the ATF will become an even greater menace to the rights of law-abiding gun owners. If his advocacy of gun control were not enough to disqualify Chipman. And so that's the first strike against him. Basically, Ron Paul is saying, look, this guy loves gun control. But then he gives us another reason, Sam.
Let's get into the second reason in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Campaign for Liberty and Liberty Roundtable Live will be mobilizing all our efforts to oppose the nomination of anti-Second Amendment fanatic David Chipman. Hang tight. Lowell Nelson in seconds.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, If we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org on your radio. We're talking about Ron Paul wisely warning Americans, you got to oppose David Chipman for the ATF. So Liberty Roundtable Live and Campaign for Liberty doubling down, saying this Chipman guy is a nut. He's anti-Second Amendment, is all get out. Putting him in charge of the ATF is insane. We got to oppose it. All senators who say they're for the Second Amendment better oppose this guy. And you and I need to put significant pressure on these people and do it now, Lowell.
Amen to that, Sam. Exactly right. The first disqualifier, the first reason to oppose Chipman, of course, is because he's such a huge gun control advocate the next reason is this. He said, well, it's because of his involvement in tear gassing the Branch Davidians in Waco, Texas in 1993. This was one of the ATF's most shameful moments, Sam, is the 1993 massacre of innocent Americans, including children, at the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas. The ATF used CS tear gas against the Branch Davidians. Now, use of CS tear gas is prohibited under international treaties that the U.S. signed just months before the ATF raided the Branch Davidian compound, but Chipman continues to defend and spread lies about that incident. And so here you got the fellow who defends the use of tear gas against innocent men, women, and children, going up now to be nominated to lead the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. I mean, it's hard to imagine, Sam, but I'm sure there would be new atrocities just like this one if Chipman becomes chief of the Bureau of ATF. So we got to notify our senators, and these are U.S. senators this time, not state senators, but U.S. senators, and urge them, insist that they oppose this nomination. Sam?
All right, our prayers are that we the people get it done, because I'm telling you, this guy in place would be disaster, especially with a massive crackdown and attack on conservatives right now. This whacked-out Chipman guy will take it to the next level if past history is any indication. Oppose David Chipman. Call your senators. Take action now. All right, another topic. Listen up carefully, folks.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. And Mr. President, we will see you every day, every hour of the day, everywhere that we are, to let you know you cannot get away with this. Thank you so very much.
There she is, whacked out Maxine Waters. That was years ago. She said this when President Trump was in office. And literally they were abusing conservatives and Trump administration officials, et cetera, in restaurants, et cetera, et cetera. And they were just getting started. It's getting worse by the day. And now they claim Donald Trump's an insurrectionist because he said peacefully go to the Capitol and let your congressmen and senators know we want accountability with regards to vote fraud. We want to have a research and investigative reality into this and find out what's going on. And so, you know, most were peaceful. A few got crazy. The few that got crazy, I believe, were false flag provocateurs intentionally designed to do so. But no one's digging into that narrative enough to really document that, except for the very few. By the way, the folks at Red Pill Expo are digging into that quite a bit and getting to the bottom of it with a lot of videos compiled and everything else, so check that out. I digress, except to say Maxine Waters literally pushing violence at every turn. She's been doing it for years. That's the proof. And it's continuing now, lol.
It is, Sam, and she was in Minnesota this weekend. We're talking just yesterday and the day before, and she's still there. I think she plans to be there until, today. I think she's leaving today, but while there, she got into some mischief. She's out talking to protesters again, and basically there at Brooklyn Center in Minnesota, she joined protesters past curfew. And I didn't know they had a curfew there in Minnesota, or maybe it's just downtown.
So let me stop you there. I don't understand why if it's past curfew and everything else, and she's joining protesters. I don't understand why she didn't get arrested.
Yeah, I don't understand why the other protesters didn't get arrested either. But that it was past curfew, and she urged the protesters to quote get more confrontational, end of quote. And so just hours later. Okay, so this is Friday night. She was with protesters, urging them to get more confrontational. Basically, she said this, quote, protesters got to stay on the street and get more active, more confrontational. They've got to know that we mean business, end of quote. That's the kind of rhetoric she was spewing there Friday night. Well, it turns out then just hours later at 4:19 a.m. local time, this would be early Saturday morning, a Minnesota National Guard and Minneapolis police team were targeted in a drive-by shooting. Sam, did you get that? Drive-by shooting. Three National Guardsmen were injured. Two of them went to the hospital for minor cuts from shattered glass. Fortunately, no one was killed. No one was hurt really badly. And clearly, you know, there she is out there, you know, asking, begging protesters to become more confrontational. And so obviously she needs to be impeached for incitement, right? Those are the rules, right? Sam, what do you think? Do you think Representative Waters?
Well, hold on a minute. They're only the rules. They're only the rules, Lowell, for people like you and me. They're not the rules for the communists and the socialists and the left. The media gives them an absolute pass. And the proof in the pudding is, look, these insurrectionists can literally create, you know, mayhem across the country for night after night after night after night, and no one really says a word. In fact, the ends justifies the means for these people. We even have reported on news saying, hey, all the way from the local, all the way up to the FBI, whenever a Black Lives Matter or Antifa person gets into a scuffle with a conservative, if the conservative is a victim and gets beat up, then what happens is when the conservative tries to report this and say, hey, this has got to stop, then they let the Black Lives Matter, the BLM, or the Antifa person go, and then they file charges against the victim. And this has been documented by the FBI all the way from the local to the FBI. They've turned a blind eye to this and protected these people for way too long. So do I think anything will happen to Maxine Waters? Absolutely not. In fact, she might get promoted. Right?
Yeah. I believe the same thing, Sam. But, you know, I am interested to see an article that our friend and Ken Cromar sent to us yesterday, talking about in Illinois, a pair of government watchdogs were putting fear into Illinois politicians. They've been doing this for 10 years now. If your listeners want to look this up, you can Google for the Edgar County Watchdogs. There's a gentleman named Kirk Allen and also a gentleman named John Kraft. They're in Edgar County, Illinois, who have been basically watchdogs and their local, you know, jurisdictions for 10 years now. And in terms of impact, it's been pretty incredible what they've been able to do, Sam. Their investigative work has resulted in 186 indictments, 28 convictions, and the removal of 425 officials and bureaucrats from public office. I think that's incredibly.
Let me make this very clear, Lowell. They've been doing it peacefully the whole time.
Absolutely peacefully, using FOIA requests, you know, Freedom of Information Act requests, and Open Meetings Act requests, because Illinois has an Open Meetings Act. And I even looked at the video one night or last night. I looked at the video of them. The citizens doing a citizen's arrest on an entire board of about, I don't know, 6, 8, 10 people who were refusing to allow private citizens testify. It was an open meeting, right? And any open meeting in Illinois requires that the public be allowed to testify, to speak. Well, this board was not allowing them to speak, and so the fellow... I don't know which one it was, Allen or Kraft, stood up and said, okay, I'm now informing you that you are under arrest. You know, citizens arrest, and they called 911 and asked for a sheriff to come to effect the arrest. And they succeeded. Sam, it was so encouraging. What private citizens can do when they become watchdogs of our local government. Sam?
Good people doing phenomenal things, ladies and gentlemen. That is for sure. Spread the word, because the word's out. Americans who care are peacefully restoring the republic and the tradition of their founders. And it's happening now. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI and U.S. Marshals launched a massive manhunt in Austin, Texas on Sunday for 41-year-old Stephen Broderick. He's a former Travis County Sheriff's Detective wanted for killing at least three people near an apartment complex in Northwest Austin. China and the United States, the world's two biggest carbon polluters, have agreed to cooperate with other countries to fight climate change. GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia announced on Sunday she plans to introduce a resolution to expel Democrat Representative Maxine Waters of California from Congress for her continual incitement of violence. When asked about Chauvin's trial, Waters told reporters that if Chauvin is not found guilty, quote, we've got to stay on the street, we've got to get more active, we've got to get more confrontational, end quote. Shortly thereafter, two National Guardsmen were injured early Sunday morning when a gunman fired at them and Minneapolis police in a drive-by shooting. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The pause on Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine could be lifted this week. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could be lifted at a meeting of CDC advisors this week. Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked on ABC's This Week if the vaccine will be suspended.
I really don't think so, Martha. I believe we'll get back with it, and it might be some restrictions. Not sure what that will be, whether there'll be age or sex, or whether they'll just come back with a warning of some sort. I don't want to get ahead of them, but I believe that we'll be back with some sort of indication a little bit different than we were before.
Last week, the CDC and FDA recommended a pause due to 6 cases of blood clots and there are nearly 7 million who were vaccinated.
The J&J vaccine was created under Operation Warp Speed. Russia on Friday asked 10 U.S. diplomats to leave the country in retaliation for Washington's expulsion of the same number of Russian diplomats over alleged malign activity. USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. We're talking about these two guys, man. They call them small government. Watchdog team terrifies corrupt officials. Now, understand, let me make this very clear. They don't terrify the ones that are not corrupt. They terrify corrupt officials. WND.com with the piece. Any final tidbits on this one, Lowell?
No, it's so awesome. Just love, you know, this is what private citizens can do. An example to us all, Sam, and we just need watchdogs at every level of government, city, municipal, county, special districts, school boards, all at all levels. You know, if you count them all up, there's a lot out there. We need watchdogs at every level, Sam, doing this kind of work. It's awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's be very clear. These guys are doing it peacefully. They're doing it effectively. They're doing it using the law. And we just need more people like this. You know, when people tell me, oh, we've done all we can, Sam, it's time to just pick up guns because there's nothing else we can do or whatever. You know, hey, stick a fork in liberty. It's, you know, the Constitution's dead. The courts are dead. You know, you have no choice. Okay, those are all not true, folks. And understand that we are making a difference. There needs to be more of us. There's no doubt about that. Okay, but we are making a difference, and people are very effective. I believe the media is one of the greatest ways we can educate and be effective peacefully. And there's folks working on buying radio stations in our local area. If you want to get involved in that, let us know. There's all kinds of efforts being made by all kinds of people, and I didn't even know about these guys until just a couple of days ago. Found the WND.com article about it. And anyway, So our prayers are with that. Anthony Fauci in the news. Lol.
Yes, Sam. Let me get back to that. Here I was just reading on more down this article about this website.
Anthony Fauci, enemy of freedom.
.com. Yeah. Okay. I'm back.
Say the website again.
Edgar County Watchdogs .com. That's plural on watchdogs. So Edgar County Watchdogs .com. And the great thing about these guys, just last word on this, I'll say, is that they're helping, local citizenry all across the nation, do what they have done in Illinois. So they have the website. You can get involved in your own locale and begin making impact in your own community and do what they've done in Illinois. It's very encouraging. So, okay. So the article about Anthony Fauci, enemy of freedom, it was a very short column posted at ronpaulinstitute.org, but it's powerful in what he's saying here. Anthony Fauci, now in his second presidential administration as chief coronavirus fearmonger and coronavirus crackdown champion, offered in a Sunday interview some explanation for his continuing promotion of draconian government restrictions and pressure for everyone to take experimental vaccines, all in the name of countering coronavirus that does not pose a significant risk of major health problems or death for most people. Freedom just seems not to make sense, suggests Fauci, while tyranny, in contrast, does. So it turns out, Sam, he was interviewed at CNN on Sunday by Dana Bush. Dana Bash, I guess is her name. Dana Bash.
Yeah, Dana Bash.
And
that's
Fauci
right.
Said, okay. And so Fauci said, basically, he says you've got the coronavirus that's causing these crackdowns, these lockdowns, and shutdowns, and you either suffer under the lockdowns or you get vaccinated. That's your choices. That's what Fauci is basically saying. And it's just incredible that he says that. Basically, we're going to continue the lockdowns until the population is vaccinated. He's using one form of tyranny to justify another form of tyranny. Essentially, Sam, he is saying that the beatings will continue until morale improves. That's basically what he's saying. And only an enemy of freedom would propose such a thing, basically leveraging one form of tyranny to advance another form. Sam?
I'm kind of for option C there. I'm for option C, which is trust in Almighty God, turn to Him, repent, and He'll heal us and protect our land. And I'm kind of for having a little bit of faith over fear. And I'm for kind of protecting the most vulnerable among us a little bit with knowledge and education and free agency and choice, but then letting the rest of us go back to work and live our lives normally as could be, et cetera, et cetera. I'd kind of go vote for choice C there, Lowell.
Yeah, but that's not one of the choices, Sam. The media is not talking about that choice, right? And
I
so
am.
They use this. I'm glad you are, and I will too, because that's definitely a choice. That is the preferred choice. God didn't put us here on Earth defenseless against viruses and bacteria. In fact, by the way, Sam, viruses and bacteria have a divine purpose. They are here to help eat the dead and dying, basically, right? I mean, they are here. It's like, what would happen, Sam, if when a cow got old and died, if it didn't decompose? What if it just sat there and stunk forever?
Well, then we'd have more fossil fuel.
Yeah, the stench from a dead animal, it attracts all of, bacteria and flies and viruses and so forth. In fact, it may be the viruses that actually caused the stink in the first place. We probably don't need to get into that much detail, but the garbage disposal attacks this dead carcass, and within a few weeks, that dead carcass is all gone, and this is part of the cycle of life. So these viruses, these bacteria, they're part of the divine plan to help keep this world clean. And so we need to embrace that. And so your immune system was divinely designed to overcome billions of viruses and germ life in your lifetime. It's doing hundreds of these every day, keeping you safe from harm, from viruses and bacteria. We just need to let the body do what God designed it to do, Sam, and then we'll be okay.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. It's important to understand that, you know, Anthony Fauci has become an enemy of freedom. There's no choice that is for liberty that he supports is the problem. And he needs to be exposed, and he needs to be removed. He possibly needs to be brought up on prosecution charges for his abuses of the law, of our liberties, etc. He's not in the legislative branch of government. He's not in the executive branch of government. Well, he kind of is in the executive branch by appointment, but he's kind of fraudulently there. He's taking power unto himself. The consent of the governor never granted that power to a Fauci or anybody else like that. And so, you know, he's out of control and needs to be stopped. And I don't mean in a violent way. I just mean in a law-abiding way. We need to simply put an end to his manipulative influence over the people. The people mourn and suffer when dictators are at the helm, that's for sure. All right, reframing the vaccine passport issue. Incredible point made by Davis Taylor. Lowell?
I love this point, Sam. This article is posted at ronpaulinstitute.org. You can read the whole story, but there's just one single solitary point that he makes. I love the point he makes here. He actually gives five reasons to reframe the vaccine passport issue, and this is the first reason. A quote, vaccine passports have existed in the U.S. for decades, end of quote. Boy, Sam, when I read that, I was astonished. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, what? How could this be? I mean, this statement just reached out and grabbed my attention. He's suggesting that we've had vaccine passports in the U.S. for decades? I couldn't believe it. But then he writes this. He says, for decades, American children have been required by state governments to show their papers in order to attend public school. And in some states, private schools as well. So generally, the papers not only must prove that a child has been vaccinated, they also must prove that he or she has received each of the specific vaccines required by the state. Without periodically flashing this passport, children have generally not been permitted to attend school. Holy mackerel, Sam. That's the part that I want to comment about from this article. We have had this vaccine passport in this country for decades. It's been enforced only on our school children, the public school children. Now, I don't know why I wasn't attuned to this before now, before letting.
Well, I think we all understand it. It's hard to connect the dots, though, and it's hard to realize when they broaden this. All they're doing now is broadening it. They're getting rid of the exceptions, and now they're broadening it to the rest of the population, and now they're creating more checkpoints that relate to it. That's really all that's changing. So it's an expansion of tyranny, but it's been with us for quite some time, as he wisely points out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I didn't realize it had been creeping up on me. I mean, I knew, but I just hadn't connected the two dots, Sam. Very important to do that.
Great article, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Davis Taylor. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So reframing the passport issue, Davis Taylor making the point that we've already had vaccine passports, if you will, or, quote, rites of passage via vaccines, no doubt. It's been for your government school kids primarily. But it's been absolutely, I mean, you got to really push hard to get an exemption. You got to go out and go to your government and have them, you know, harass you about vaccines. And you know that you're leaving your kid vulnerable. And do you realize how hard, and you go through this and then you finally get this exemption, either religious or philosophical or, but now they're starting to get rid of the exemptions, number one. And number two, then they're starting to broaden this reality check, not only for children, but for everybody, right? The push to broaden the use of vaccine passports or rites of passage via documentation mandated by your government. Well, large public gatherings, other activities, transportation, etc. They're just pushing for greater tyranny on this, but they've already got their foot in the door. It's going to be very hard to shut this down, Lowell, because we've allowed it for so long.
Yeah, that's a great point. I guess that's one of our weaknesses of somebody like me who's been outside of the public school system. I mean, our daughters, all of our children, three daughters, did not attend public schools, you know, the same way everybody else did. We went to a private school, and of course, vaccines were not required there. But having lived the past 20, 30 years of our lives outside of the public school system, it just didn't occur to me that most people are experiencing this vaccine passport already, you know, in the form of, you know, weaponized against public school children. And I guess that's just one of the weaknesses that I have. I just wasn't aware, and so I had never connected those dots before. I should have known. I mean, I vaguely knew that people in going to public schools were supposed to get vaccines, but because we never did for our children, I guess it just never really hit me that most people, you know, go up against this issue in public schools. I guess I'm like you, Sam. I think the real solution is for people, you know, for freedom-loving people to just get out of the public schools and just homeschool or find a private school and just put your resources there, put your time, your money, your money where your mouth is, and it's such a much, much better environment for your children anyway. I think if COVID taught us anything, it's that you can be with and school your children at home in like 1/5 of the time it takes the public school system. You know, they can do their homework in just a couple of hours. They're done for the day. They can go play with their friends. I don't know. I'm just rambling on, Sam, but that's kind of where I was coming from on this article. I'm so grateful to this Davis Taylor who connected the dots for me and showed me that this vaccine passport idea is not a new idea. It's been around for decades, and they're simply broadening it to expand the tyranny, Sam.
Well, and what's interesting is this just proves, too, we need to be very careful that we're really conscientious about liberty. Okay, the fact that they've done this to your school children for so long and we've accepted it is kind of a problem, but it was a narrow segment of society, just the children. We all know that, you know what, hey, children go to school and bring home sicknesses and this kind of stuff. That's the idea. And then we all, you know, it wasn't mandatory. A lot of us could opt out of it, and so we kind of felt like, oh, it's not too big of a deal as long as you have a choice. The problem is now they're taking away your choice and they're broadening it to a general broad mandate, which now puts this tyranny in your face. And that's kind of the difference. So anyway, just thought we'd bring that to your attention. Now, they've been telling you that, oh my gosh, we've just hit a huge gnarly milestone. The milestone is crazy. They say, 3 million people have died from the coronavirus to date globally now. And they really push that number. The problem is I question all their numbers. I don't believe their numbers are accurate. I don't believe their numbers are real. I believe their numbers are cooking the books, to say the least. And to prove this point, our buddy Ben Swan brings up a very interesting question for you, Lowell, that relates to these vaccines and these numbers and everything else. And I want to kind of bounce it off you and get your take. Here's the question. Why have life insurance rates remained unchanged if there's a deadly pandemic, asks Ben Swan. Why have life insurance rates remained unchanged if there's such a massive death everywhere? Well,
wow, that is a great question, Sam, and thank Ben Swan for thinking that one up, because these rates that are set by insurance companies are done in a way so that they don't lose money, right? I mean, there's a spot on the curve where the price of the insurance is such that the insurance company doesn't lose money, but they also don't make a ton of money because there's other insurance companies in the marketplace fighting for your policy, right? And so they need to keep their premiums low so that they stay in business, but they need to keep them high enough to cover their costs. Well, the mere fact, now I'm just supposing here, Sam, I don't have the answer, but it's my guess, my educated guess, that insurance companies have not increased the premiums for life insurance because there have not been an increase in the number of people dying. How close am I, Sam, to the real answer?
You know, I don't even know what the real answer is, to be honest with you. But I would say this, though. Asking the right questions and focusing on the right issues gets us a gazillion times closer than their lies.
Well, exactly right.
They say
right.
Deaths are around us. Deaths are down to around 700 in America per day. That's down from a peak of about 3,400. So I think the answer is we just live our lives, trust in God, build up our immune systems, and move on. But yet they simply will not let us. But now, why have life insurance rates remained the same if everybody's dying? Very, very interesting question.
See, if more people were dying, the insurance company would have to pay out more money, which would mean that they would need to increase their rates slightly in order to compensate for them to stay in business. Well, if the same number of people are dying, they have no reason, no justification to increase their rates. And therefore, basically thinking backwards through that, you understand, you can deduce the fact that more people are not dying. And if coronavirus were so bad, then more people would be dying. It would be but it's not a pandemic. It's endemic right now. And there are not more people dying this year than last. And you can look at the death numbers, on these global charts and see that the number over the past 12 months is no more than it was the previous 12 months. So, therefore, not more people are dying. In other words, more people are not dying from coronavirus than would have died in total. That's why insurance rates remain the same. I think it's a great question, Sam.
It's a great question. In addition to the insurance rates remaining the same, proving there's not a lot more deaths, how come the flu deaths and flu in the hospital illnesses have plummeted at the same time coronavirus has kicked in? Does it mean it's just another form of the flu? Does it mean that people are getting coronavirus and not getting the flu? Does it mean that people who get the flu don't want to go to the hospital, so they remain safe at home? They're not dying, obviously, because insurance rates aren't going up. Maybe people staying at home can handle the flu and they go to the hospital too prematurely. Maybe all the cases to be diagnosed as the flu are now diagnosed as COCO. I don't know, but the numbers that we're being told and the manipulated reality reporting from the Associated Press and others all up and down the line, fraudulent to say the least. and our questions will be ignored by these people because they can't handle the real discussions. What they'll do is they'll attack us. They'll take us down and say, you can't speak and tell the people these falsehoods. And then they'll just literally peddle fake news and manipulate the truth against the American people. Final story before the end of the hour.
Hang on, Sam. I just need
yes,
to make
sir.
One thing. I like to think of it this way. You know, it's like, what if we start counting deaths by the number of hearts that stopped beating? Okay, in other words, your heart stopped beating and that's why you died. Well, I think that number would really go way up and all the other causes of death would go way down. See, that's what they did with coronavirus, in my opinion. Coronavirus is just a new way to categorize the death. And so these numbers of flu death and diphtheria death and pneumonia death and all these other deaths have plummeted, like you said, because this new way of categorizing the death came along called coronavirus. Well, they could just as well picked another category called, you know, your heart stops beating, and that's what caused your death, right? But that's absurd. It just like the coronavirus as the cause of death is absurd, particularly in the cases of all these comorbidities, you know, like the flu, like pneumonia, like congenital heart failure, like diabetes. You know, these people would have died from these comorbidities anyway, but they're being labeled as coronavirus death. It's sinister the way they've done that, Sam.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the truth shall set you free. That's for sure. Let's talk about Scott Ritter before the end of the hour. Incredible column.
Yes, Sam. This also was posted at ronpaulinstitute.org. And I am not quite sure what to think about it yet, but basically the U.S. is supposedly finally going to withdraw from Afghanistan after two decades of war. Now, they were originally supposed to withdraw by May 1st. Well, that's only a couple weeks away. And so Biden, Joe Biden, he said, okay, we're going to have an unconditional withdrawal by September 11th of this year. I find that really a weird date, September 11th of this year. That's exactly 20 years after 9/11 of 2001. I don't know why he picked that date, but it sure seems eerie to me. But, you know, we've got 18,000 military contractors in Afghanistan today, and 1,575 of them are armed mercenaries, okay, people who are basically guns for hire, and they'll go do your dirty work in any country of the world. They're mercenaries. Now, President Biden, he said they're going to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, but it's not clear if he's going to withdraw the contractors, these armed mercenaries. In fact, as I looked at this article in more detail, he's probably going to leave them there. So it's not like the U.S. is completely withdrawing, but, you know, I'll take it. If 18,000 U.S. troops can come home, then I'll take it. You know, I don't care for any reason at all. We need to get the U.S. troops home, and I'm supportive of that. So that's the bottom line on this story, Sam. A 20-year conflict in Afghanistan finally coming to a close. I mean, I hope it does. I wish it were true, Lowell.
I'm not buying it. I'm not accepting it. Here's what I predict. They will feign peace. They will speak peace, and they will promote war. So what you'll do is you'll quadruple the number of mercenaries in the country. You'll bring the troops home and have this big old fanfare of a lie. And you'll have mercenaries around the world. You'll have other conflicts of war. They will ratchet up war while claiming peace. Write it down. Remember who warned you first.
Excellent, Sam. You are awesome. That's my sentiment. Exactly. I need to go back one step and give you the website to the AmericanWatchdogs.org. This is a charitable organization founded by these two gentlemen in Illinois. They first founded the EdgarCountyWatchdogs.com, which website is EdgarCountyWatchdogs.com. And then they formed this other site, AmericanWatchdogs.org, where you can learn yourself how to use Freedom of Information Act and Open Meetings Act training to bring your local government corruption under control. Sam, there you have it.
AmericanWatchdogs.org. Check it out. Get involved today, would you please? Lowell Nelson, thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we can make a difference. All you got to do is get involved. We need your help desperately. Donate. LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic.